USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Dayton, Ohio, police released surveillance video of the timeline of the mass shooting there in which 9 people were killed.
We're going to see the shooter enter from the patio. The sister and friend are still on the patio. He's going to speak with the doorman for a minute. He's going to exit.
Police say he shot 26 people in only 32 seconds. With more information, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Dayton, Ohio Police Chief Richard Beal is claiming there is no evidence that the mass murderer obtained the weapons used to kill 9 people and wound 17 others illegally. The police chief also says there's no evidence to indicate the murderer's companion knew in advance what he planned to do.
Does not seem to be any indication that he was aware, as I said before, the existence of the weapons in the trunk or what the assailant intended to do that night.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The White House is delaying some tariffs and dropping others altogether under mounting pressure to ease the trade war with China, which could negatively impact the U.S. economy. The administration decided to shrink the latest presidential threat of 10% tariffs on $300 billion worth of imports that are not already being levied at 25%. In New Jersey, before boarding Air Force One, the president acknowledging for the first time higher prices for American consumers brought delay.
Are we doing this for Christmas season, just in case some of the tariffs would have an impact on U.S. customers?
The Justice Department said it has reassigned the warden at the jail where Jeffrey Epstein was found dead on Saturday and placed 2 staff members on leave. Though his death was called an apparent suicide in a Federal Bureau of Prison statement, Attorney General William Barr has ordered an investigation by the FBI and Inspector General. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More than 10,000 guns have been turned in as part of a New Zealand government buyback program. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
It began after the Christchurch massacre back in March of this year. New Zealand banned most automatic and semi-automatic weapons, as well as bump stocks, within a few weeks. The nation then started a voluntary buyback program last month. Since it began, 10,242 firearms, at last check, had been turned over to police. Another 1,200 or so were handed over as part of an amnesty with no questions asked. 51 people were killed in that March 15th attack that the Prime Minister said, quote, demonstrated the weakness of New Zealand's gun laws.
On a visit to a soon-to-be-completed petrochemical plant in western Pennsylvania, President Trump touted his support for fossil fuel energy and manufacturing. The president tried to take credit for the construction of the plant as he tries to reinvigorate supporters in the area.
They would have never gotten the approvals to do what's needed to fuel these plants.
Shell's so-called cracker plant that breaks down ethane gas from fracking into the precursor for plastic is seen by many in the area as an economic lifeline, eventually employing about 600 people. But many others are worried about the environmental impact on air and groundwater, as well as the impact of plastics and chemicals that are created by the plant. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.